This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hello? Hello?
Is it on?
McFly. McFly. Hey, Biff. I'll take a shake. Chocolate. Talk about a geek.
Yeah. George McFly. Oh, yeah. But then he punched out Biff and got the girl.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Saved Michael J. Fox's family there.
The second one better than the first one?
The second one is really good.
Really
the third
good.
One sucked.
Not good.
It was kind of hastily, but here was my life. That came out in 1985, Back to the Future.
1985.
And then it was like, at the end of that movie was To Be Continued, and you think about an eight-year-old kid waiting for that.
No!
Yeah. 5 years it took for that thing to come out,
Oh, is that
right?
What it was? Damn.
I think it was. I think it was 5 years until the sequel finally came out of Back to the Future 2. You would have thought the heavens opened at that time, right? I mean, thank God, Back to the Future 3 immediately came out, and that was a big letdown. I love Back to the Future 2 because we all, as sports fans, want to be Biff. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I don't even think it's just sports fans. I think if you told somebody that they could get the sports almanac and go back in time and make wagers, everybody and their mother would do it. Whether you know sports, don't know sports, ever heard of sports, I got a chance for you to be wealthy for the rest of your life. All you have to do is take this book and go back in time and make these bets. And you're going to win. And, you know, they had the Cubs World Series off by 1 year because they said 2015 the Cubs were going to win the World Series. And it was 2016 when they won the World Series. How wild is that?
That is nuts.
That'd be so nuts just to get a future sports almanac.
Oh, God. It would be the ultimate golden ticket.
Yes.
Right? I can't think of anything that would be a better gift for somebody than a sports almanac from the future that told you what the next 10 years in sports were going to be.
Would you want to look at how the Chiefs' next 10 years go?
Absolutely I would, because I wouldn't care at that time because I would be making so much money betting on everything, it wouldn't matter. And then I'd see 10 straight championships. But no, I mean, of course. If it meant that I knew what was going to happen over the next 10 years, but I became a billionaire off of that,
Bob would scroll, and he would look and see where the first 35-0 Chiefs win was. And he'd be like, I'm telling you right now, bet your mortgage, 35-0 Chiefs.
Right.
And I'd be like, all right, Bob, you say that every time.
It'd be good as not tell anybody, but just start calling the games each week. Chiefs win this one 19. Holy cow, you got that right in week one. Way to go, man. You nailed that. Oh my God, you got it right in week. Okay, you've gotten these scores right 3 weeks in a row, man. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just good at guessing.
You just have to keep your circle tight.
I don't know that I'd tell anybody. Like, that would be fun to do for a while, you know, and then eventually I'd be like, all right, I got to get out of here. I get all this money.
You also have to, like, make it to where, like, you weren't betting on, like, all just, like, egregious odd upsets. Because you'd be like, how have you called 10 in a row?
Right.
They'd be like, we're going to bring you in and investigate. You'd be like, I just get lucky.
Right.
You'd have to have your misses. You have to play your misses, right, to where you, like, even the playing field. But, like, you know, your miss could be like, I think Kansas got it. They beat Arizona earlier. I'm going to take Kansas. And I'm going to take them to, you know, alternate spread. And then you go down and you're like, I think Duke's going to get beat in the first round. Something tells me.
Right, yeah, exactly. Something tells me Cooper Flagg's not playing next week and they're not going to win, right? No, it would be so cool. Yeah, you'd ruin the...
Ruin.
ruin the surprise factor, yeah. You know, the not knowing stuff, but you'd have billions in the bank. Who the hell cares?
Yeah. I'll tell you, someone win the damn World Series. The Dallas Rays. They're in Tampa, Bob. Ah. Just you wait.
Yeah, you think so?
I got connections in Dallas.
The Raytown Rays, baby, playing at the K.
It'd be awesome. Don't forget, there are two more games left in the Big 12 tournament. And the Big 12 tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by KRT Muscle Cream. A body in motion stays in motion with KRT Muscle Cream. One word, Mac. Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Okay. One word. Excitement. One word. Yeah, one word.
Yeah, brother.
Here we go. Yeah,
gotta bring the excitement.
Yeah, they're listening now.
One word. Yeah, they're here now. One word on the Bobby Witt injury. That news that we got yesterday from Bob. That good news. Only 5 to 6 days.
He's relieving.
Fesco.
Okay.
Nobody knew until then.
One word, sticking with baseball here. On Max Scherzer's got a new idea for starting pitchers. Basically, if you go 6 innings, throw 100 pitches, or give up 4 runs, you achieve any one of these, you become qualified. So his solution is basically a solution to, Bob, you could probably explain it better, but it's called the qualified starter.
Yeah, they're trying to get guys to go longer, right? Like these starters. Yeah,
Trust me, I'm in the same boat.
Aren't we all, though?
I mean, sign me up.
Everybody wants to go longer.
Relatable.
Uh-huh, very much so, right? Yeah. But Scherzer, like, enough of this opener crap. Yeah. I hate the opener. That is so weak. That is so 2025. Oh, you can't pitch the first inning. Okay, let me pat you on the head and put you on the bench and put a guy in who can get the job done. Then you can come in the second when the conditions are better for you. No, then you're not a starting pitcher, okay? Opener's weak. And so Scherzer says, once you're qualified, all right, okay, the DH gets to be in for the rest of the game. If you're unqualified as the starting pitcher, you leave before the sixth inning or whatever, then you lose your DH. And then he goes on to say, okay, if that's not enough to make the analysts upstairs keep their starter in the game... Everybody's coming out on the nerds now, which
Gen
I love. Gen Z loser ball, as Lorenzen called it, who is now, I may buy a Lorenzen jersey just because of that. And I'm being serious about that. Headed down to spring training next week, team shop. I may buy, may come
get
back.
Get his
with
number and put Gen Z loser ball on the back. That's what you do. And you go, hey, Michael. Miss Clifton,
yeah.
Check this out, and he'll lose it.
Oh yeah,
he'll lose it.
Oh, he is now my favorite Royal.
Because
what
he said in the interview, he's like, there's a couple guys that came up with. I don't want to say their names. I would assume it's Lugo and Waka.
Yeah,
but like it'd be like then you'd know because you'd be like, hey guys, check out this guy's jersey, and then you'd be like, oh, it was them.
Gen Z loser ball is what he said.
So good.
Talking about the baseball these days is Gen Z loser ball, which I totally agree with, and it's good to hear. Scherzer now kind of piggybacking that. He goes, okay, so if that's not enough to make the analysts upstairs keep the starters in the game, let's talk about maybe a free substitution. That way you can pinch hit or pinch run for somebody if you want to, and then put that player back in the game. He goes, if that's not enough for the people upstairs, let's go to extra innings. You got a qualified starter, you get the runner on second base. The other team doesn't if they didn't have their qualified starter in the game.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not a terrible
idea. Your one word on that was?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, innovative.
Renaissance.
I love it.
Continue to keep baseball where it's at.
Yes.
Also, is this just a wild analogy? But I always thought the opener was a lot like the Wildcat offense. It worked like one time for one team for a couple of games for like 1 year. Yeah. I guess I should say not one time. But then it was like everybody tried to like kind of implicate it. Yep. But could never duplicate it. And then it was just like, we don't really see the Wildcat anymore. Now
it's
we just see RPO.
Yeah, no, it's a great comp. And I think the tush push could be a comp to that as well.
The Rays did the opener. I think they were the original team to start.
And what have they won? Like everybody copies a team that goes a couple of games over 500 and makes it into the playoffs every once in a while. Then it's gone.
Again.
And gone.
One word on Gardner Minshew signing to the Chiefs backup quarterback.
Jorts.
Damn it, that was mine.
Was it really?
It was my word.
Mustachy.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is fun. This is fun.
Fun, yes.
Deep every start, I want to, be a guy that's, hey, you're going to go 7 or 8 tonight. Not this 5 and dive and third time through the lineup. We got to change our pitcher and this new era of baseball. Oh, yeah. We call it.
Yeah.
For I won't name laugh. The other guys who who named it because I don't want, I don't know, but we call it Gen Z Loser Ball.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Who named it because I don't want, I don't know, but we call it Gen Z Loser Ball.
It's fantastic.
We call it Gen Z Loser Ball.
Vern's laugh kills me.
Vern yeah, is had to like, keep that in there.
Vern's like, Fesco, Fesco, yep. Fesco, gotta call Bob.
Yeah. He even told us when he joined, he's like, Bob, you'll love Lorenzen's interview.
Yeah.
He dropped a line that said it's Gen Z Loser Ball. Immediately, Mike goes off, talk back, Mike. Mac, you've got to find that audio
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
We call it Gen Z Loser Ball.
Is that better than cannabis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Smoking cannabis from Rich Rodriguez. Or, yeah. No, because Lorenzen's, you know, he's in the game
calling
right
out
now.
The same group.
They are, but yeah, but look, no, yeah. no, they're not because
well, Gen Z's TikTok.
Yeah, but he's calling out the nerds in the booth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Fair, the fair. Dorks, you know, behind their abacuses who are putting all this nonsense out there. Rich Rodriguez is actually calling out the players. Lorenzen and company. I wish we knew who the other two guys were. They're calling out the Harvard dorks.
Continued with one word.
Yep, sticking with the gridiron here. One word on DK Metcalf, now Pittsburgh Steeler. He is going to take number 4. Him and George Pickens were both number 14. That was some drama there. He's going to take number 4.
Okay.
I think. New. Right, 14 in Seattle. Now you're in Pittsburgh. New face, new place. Maybe the number makes him feel a little bit different.
Favre let him take that number?
In Pittsburgh?
Wasn't that universally retired by everybody because it was Favre?
Favre, yeah, of course.
I hope not because Rasheed Rice didn't care.
Yeah. Get the memo. Okay, speaking of 4, one word on making the final 4.
You have it in the script and I'm just going to steal it because it really undervalued. And yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
This is this topic. Let's go for it. Do we undervalue making the final 4?
I think so. I think when you look at basketball with what 68 teams we're at,
yeah,
and you play in one now. And you play in a month,
3 weeks basically, it's three weeks.
It's impressive.
Yeah,
it's absolutely impressive. And I think that we lose the fact of, you know, yes, the Final Four is great, but like to me, it's very similar to making the championship game in the NFL, and that was our main topic yesterday in post production. I was like, a lot of people forget. Like how hard it is to get to the championship game. And what do we always say every year? Championship Sunday in the NFL is much more entertaining, especially this year,
right,
than it is in the Super Bowl.
That
right?
Super because, Bowl was not entertaining.
Because, and not only that, but the Super Bowl is kind of like, when it comes to championship games, right? And this, I think, is the main part of why, to me, it's more impressive. We lose the concept of what the sport is when the big game happens. But when it's the championship game, you don't have the commercials. You don't have, you know, the major halftime performances. You don't have all the celebrities and all that sort of stuff, you know, come and clog the scene that kind of can separate what is the importance of one team is going to be extremely, you know, moved to the top and another team's going to be like, well, you lost, right? Championship game Sunday in the NFL is so great because it is 4 teams, 2 games, 1 day. Everybody's locked in and it's purely football. Mm. March Madness Final Four. We lose the fact that like these guys and these teams go all the way through this gauntlet of, you know, beating an 8 seed, beating a 4 seed, now playing another 1 or another 2 seed, and how impressive it is to be one of 4 college teams to make it to the finals. And I think we do undervalue what the Final Four is because of where it started. Like, basketball in March is just so fast. I mean, yesterday was so fun. We're getting ready to do it all over again today.
Yeah, right.
Not as many games, but we're getting ready to do all this again today, and it gets even tighter. Because now it's, you know, it's not Kansas, Arizona. It's, you know, teams like Houston and Arizona and, you know, big teams like that. It's Duke got by because obviously Cooper Flagg got hurt yesterday. But now those teams get more and more involved. Like, yeah, Mizzou had a, you know, kind of a nail biter against Mississippi State last night. Now they'll play Florida.
A lot of the good teams do have those nail biters early in the tournament too. They have that big scare. They get past that scare. They end up going on, you know, that run. But it was kind of a conversation because Tom Izzo keeps coming up and people keep saying, don't bet against Tom Izzo in March. And I said to you guys, and I appreciate you guys checking me on this one. Cause usually hang on a second here. We've seen this before. Let's talk about this, but you guys checked me on this one. And I appreciate it because it made me think the right way. And I wasn't thinking the right way on Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo and Bill Self are two guys that I would hire to coach any team that I was creating, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, hockey. Doesn't matter. Those guys are leaders. Those guys can lead dudes and coach teams, right? And so I said to you guys, I go, God, we keep saying this. Oh, don't bet on Tom Izzo in March. I go, that dude hasn't won since 2000. And you guys are going like, yeah, but he's in the Final Four a lot. And he is. And I'm like, you know what? You're right about that. It is about making the Final Four. Anything else you do after you make the Final Four really is house money, gravy, however you want to determine it. Making the Final Four is the real tough thing to do. And if you win the championship, great, you get a piece of wood. But making the Final Four is what a lot of people do judge coaches now on in college basketball. I think it's really how a lot of college basketball coaches judge themselves, unless you're North Carolina State, you fired the guy who made the Final Four
last year. Interesting because Bill Self is 2-2 in national championships.
Yeah.
But you know what that means? He's 4-0 in the Final Four.
Yeah, right. Like he's been there.
We just sweep that under the rug.
Well, no, I'm trying to think how many Final Fours he's been to now.
Four. He went in 08, 12, 18, and 22.
Just to the Final Four?
It says
those are the national championships.
It says Bill Self has led Kansas Jayhawks to four NCAA Final Four appearances in his coaching career. 08, 12, 18, and 22, winning the national championship in 08 and 22.
Okay, yeah, you're right, because 12 was Kentucky and 18 was that Louisville thing.
Yeah, they lost to Villanova.
Oh, Villanova, that's right.
Villanova,
in Louisville, I think.
2018 was when Villanova, everyone on their team could shoot threes and never miss.
That's right.
They did to everyone.
And they motorboated KU in that
game. And then Jay Wright's like, dude, I'm out.
Jay Wright's like, we got to do NIL. I'm going to go work at CBS. I'll see you later.
He's like, there's
a
pandemic around the corner, and I'm like considered a blue blood now. I'm out of here.
Yeah, see you later, man. Yeah.
They won on a buzzer beater, right? Was that?
They beat North Carolina.
Yeah.
And like one of the years, not 18, they beat Kansas at 18, but they beat Carolina with a buzzer beater. I don't know what year that was, but it was 70. It was like 75-75, and it was, of course, a classic.
Yeah.
Bang!
Yes.
And so the ball is tipped.
Luther Vandross comes in. Who do you want on that call right there? You just said, bang. Who do you want calling that game-winning shot?
Bob Davis.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or I want Gus Johnson.
I would see, and that's why I was watching last night. You guys are going to laugh. DePaul Creighton.
Hey, there you go.
I was going through X, formerly Twitter, right? The Dayton game, because DePaul and Creighton combined are Dayton. I was going through X, formerly Twitter, and I saw our friend Nick Costos from BetMGM, and he goes, Gus Johnson and Bill Raftery on the call of Creighton and
That's good.
DePaul, right? And he goes, it's too bad Creighton failed to show up for this game. And this was early in the game. It was 19 points they had at halftime. And I'm like, I'm going to flip that on because I want to hear Gus and Bill. And boy, I'm glad I did, you know? Like, I'm glad I saw that tweet and turned that game on because it went to double overtime and Gus Johnson was just as brilliant as you can get.
I mean, he's the best.
Kevin Harlan's in that category for me, too.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan's great because there's the famous, what was it, a couple years ago when there was like a big game and they are all on the bench. It's like the Rogan meme.
Oh, yeah.
And Harlan just absolutely lost his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Breen would be on that list too.
And again, somebody getting this, getting our words very crisscrossed. Very loser mentality to say the Final Four is what you play for. Imagine saying Chiefs are just playing to make it to the AFC title. That is not what we said. We said getting to the Final Four is undervalued.
Right, and coaches will tell you. We get to the Final Four, everything else is great. Believe me, I've been there. I probably talked to a few more coaches than you have over the years, right?
Yeah, so we didn't say it's just getting to there is what you play for. We said it's undervalued that you make it to the Final Four.
You make it to the Final Four, and that is the pinnacle in college basketball. Right. We talk about it every year. Is this a Final Four team? Is this a Final Four team? Nobody says national championship team, if you notice, right?
That's true.
Nobody ever says, is this a national championship
team? Until the tournament starts. I think this team could win
the championship. But it's all year. Is this team good enough to make the Final Four? Is this team good enough to make the Final Four? Do they have the horses to get to the Final Four? Is this a Final Four team? You hear it all the time.
Right.
That is the moment for these guys. And yes, you want to win the championship. Once you're there, they say you might as well win.
Yeah.
But getting there that's relief. Look at Bill Self when he made that first Final Four in 08 when they didn't have Steph Curry take the final shot for Davidson. Bill collapses on the sidelines.
Yeah.
That's not excitement. That's relief.
Right. And then not only that, but that's the only time in the history of the March Madness tournament where all four number one teams were in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Matt, can you name the four number one teams?
No, not off the top of my head.
We gave you two.
Kansas, North Carolina.
Okay.
Who'd Kansas play in the championship game?
Memphis.
And the other one has a bunch of NBA players on it that never did anything in college.
And they won like 8 straight championships that people still talk about.
Florida? Because they did that.
Gen Z loser ball.
UCLA.
UCLA.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Love.
They are.
And I think Westbrook was on that team.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they didn't
win. Trevor Ariza, I think, was on that team as well.
Russell Westbrook was hitting bricks.
Yeah, I think Ariza was on that team.
Remember when KU played North Carolina and, like, what's his name? Why am I drawing? Billy Packer. During the game, KU's up like 3. This one!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's over! And everyone's like, no, don't say it's over! And North Carolina made a little bit of a game.
Somebody in the text line says, never trust a guy named Chris. If Chris crossed applesauce, imagine.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Gen Z loser ball.
Mid-majors love the Final Four. When Wichita State went, we were lit.
Yeah, dude.
Like, everybody should love the Final Four. Like, if your team gets to the Final Four, if you're a Kansas fan and your team makes the Final Four, you should be elated. You shouldn't be like, hey, we expect this. No, enjoy the moment,
the
man.
University of Tennessee has never made the Elite Eight.
In what sport?
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to make the Elite Eight.
Baseball, they won the World
College, yeah, College World Series. I saw Pat Summitt there numerous times.
I will say the only sport where I think the Final Four doesn't have any sort of undervalue is ALCS, NLCS.
Yeah, that's
it's just like, can I get to the World Series? It's never like, can I get to the ALCS? It's like, no. It's always, can I get to the World Series?
World Series, yeah. Right. Yeah, that you're right about that. It's not like championship week in baseball. Right. It's like the NFL or college basketball or any of this stuff.
No one's ever been like, this could be a Final Four team in baseball. It's like, no, it's either like World Series or nothing. There's never like the whole conversation.
And that's pretty much baseball, though. These teams could win the World Series and these can't. And that's it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.